That's good to be back to work, coming off Sunday's performance. Want to keep that momentum rolling. Getting ready to face a tough New York Giants team, team that scores a bunch of points. So, we're ready for that challenge. Congrats to Adrian also on his 7th Pro Bowl. But there are some guys who we felt like who should have made it also. You know, you talk about Joe Berger, another guy worked extremely hard. But I'm pretty sure Adrian, you know, would trade in his Pro Bowl to be doing something else in February, more like playing in the Super Bowl. So that's good for those guys. And we have to shift our focus to New York, though. Team that's coming in here, still trying to keep things alive with their season, and we understand that.
You mentioned the Pro Bowlers. There were 11 teams with a worse record than you that had more selections. Is that kind of a snub or a lack of respect for the Vikings? Anything you put a finger on?
You know, I don't really know how the Pro Bowl voting works, you know, but like I said, congrats to Adrian. You know, he's a guy who's worked extremely hard. He's had an outstanding year, so we're happy for him. And, you know, we just know that we have to continue to just take care of our business right now. We have 2 games left, and that's what's most important to us.
Eddie, you guys are coming off arguably the best performance you've had all season. How do you guys kind of build off that going forward?
We just have to continue to just execute, play with the same intensity, and have the same mindset, you know, going into this game Sunday. Like I said, New York Giants, a team that can score points, and we understand that. But our defense, you know, has been playing some great football this year, and, you know, those guys accepted the challenge from Coach Zimmer, and we also, as an offensive unit, accepted the challenge also.
It seemed like you guys made a point to get the ball out quick against them, and even it seemed that way in Arizona, too. Why is that? Why do you decide, you guys decide to maybe take that approach?
You know, we're just trying to find ways to get rhythm, you know, have some success as an offense. And, you know, we know that we don't want to test protection. We know that teams know that this can be a big play offense that likes to take shots down the field when they're there. So we understand that. We just let the game come to us, and it's been working for us.
Dave, you were pretty good last December, too. What is it about the month of December for you?
You know, you just have to understand the situation. And it's time of the year where teams are playing their best football. And I'm glad that we're on the upside of that right now. And with momentum heading into this next game, it's good, you know, to get things going in December, especially with the chance to make a playoff run. So, you know, the guys understand the situation. They've embraced the challenge from Coach Zimmer, and we know how important these next 2 games are.
Teddy, I know you're a team guy, but did you ever get a chance to just take a minute and look at your passing numbers from last Sunday, the high passer rate, 4 TDs, and just say, dang, those are pretty good?
Yeah, I was aware of it, and you know, but short-term memory. And, right now my focus is on the New York Giants, and like I said, they're a team that can score points. So we know that they're battling some injuries on the defensive side of the ball also, and we're aware of that. But, you know, we have to just continue to stick to our game plan, and, you know, that's what we expect whenever we throw the ball, you know, to come down with it, score points, or if we're rushing the football, we expect those big plays also.
What can you say about kind of the fickle nature of fans and the media? I mean, in this day and age, I mean, 2 weeks ago, you can't play, you're no good, now you're, like, ready to go to the Hall of Fame. I mean, is that just the way it is these days?
I guess it's a stat-driven league, a league that's driven by numbers, and, you know, everyone wants to see all the passing yards and things like that. But, no, the most important thing is winning football games, and that's what's most important around here.
A lot of the big plays you guys had were off big yards after the catch, like a short dump-off pass from the receivers or running backs would go. Were you kind of impressed what they were all able to do after they got the ball in their hand last game?
Yeah, definitely, and that's what we expect from those guys. And, you know, if you put the tape on, you see other teams in the league, 31 other teams, you know, doing the exact same thing and having some success. So it was good to see our guys, you know, make plays with the ball in their hands, and that's what this league is about, you know, having your playmakers win those one-on-one battles and make plays for you.
Eddie, do you think the quick release and the yards after the catch were all tied together?
Yeah, just playing in rhythm, you know, getting the ball out on time. Like I said, we're not trying to test protection and things like that, and that's something that we've been hitting on for about a couple weeks now, you know, just playing fast, getting the ball out, helping the guys out up front, and it's been working for us.
It seemed at the beginning of the season you guys were running out of the shotgun a little bit with Adrian and had gotten away from that for a time. Are you guys more comfortable as an offense with that now? And I guess more specifically, you personally, are you more comfortable with that setup where you're in the shotgun and still might be a run play?
You know, it's whatever works for us. And, No, we've been having success doing both, whether it's running out of the shotgun or from under center. So we're totally comfortable, and we know that we're capable of doing those things.
Passing out of the shotgun, though, especially on some of those quick developing routes?
You know, it goes hand in hand. You know, sometimes, you know, the play action works better for us and things like that. But we've been having some success getting the ball out quick, out of the shotgun, and, you know, we look to continue to build on that.
How much do Norv and Scott consult with you on, you know, what you feel more comfortable, whether it's shotgun under center or whether it's just what kind of a passing game you're looking for that week?
We talk all the time, and, you know, I'm a guy who likes to be on the move, and I'm all about rhythm, you know, getting going early. And, you know, you put the tape on, you know, we're running nakeds and things like that, getting the ball out quick, and it's been helping us.
What would you say Joe Berger has done in filling in for Sully this year?
Joe has done a remarkable job, you know, whether it's making calls in the run game or in protection, you know, redirecting the line. Joe's been awesome, and he's a great person. You know, you talk about a guy who can play every position on the offensive line, that's Joe, and we're glad to have a guy like him on this team.
Whether it's Berger or maybe some of the guys on the defensive side of the ball who felt like they were Pro Bowl worthy, you think that you get the feeling any of them are going to use that as motivation?
I'm pretty sure, you know, with the group of guys that we have. You know, we have a group of guys who won't settle for less, and those guys are going to continue to just prove that they're worthy. They're going to go out there and earn everything. They understand that nothing was ever given to them. They have to earn everything that they want, and that's the approach that they're going to have.
Have you followed this Odell Beckham Jr. stuff at all? Have you seen any of that?
No, I haven't been following it. You know, we just play it by ear. You know, like I said, you know, I just have to focus on the New York Giants defense, you know, and that's something that we're preparing for.
As a player, do you have thoughts about the fact that the roughness kind of spilled over into the field of play? I mean, is that just the nature of the game, or do you see that and kind of back off from that kind of?
You know, I can't even speak on that situation because I'm not even aware of what actually happened out there. And I've been solely focusing on the New York Giants defense, so I haven't had time to watch their offense and, you know, watch what was going on with Odell and Norman. So I've been trying to focus on getting ready to face this defense.
Unless you host a playoff game, this will be the last TCF appearance. How did it work out? I mean, I know you weren't here before, you know, last year, but have the two-year run at TCF Bank Stadium playing outside?
It's been great, and the University of Minnesota has been great, and great hospitality. The fans have been awesome. The support, it's been fun playing outside, and, you know, we've been using it to our advantage.
You look at the Giants defense, what sticks out to you?
You know, the injuries, they're battling some injuries, some personnel things, and, you know, that's something that we're aware of.
What have you seen from Jason Pierre-Paul?
You know, it looks like he hasn't lost a step. He's continuing to just make progress as the year has been going on, and he's a guy that you have to be aware of when he's out there on the field.
Good. Thanks.